John Batcher with Seth Frantzman of the Jerusalem Post reporting on the war in Gaza. But within these last days, Seth has posted a piece about the IDF changing its focus from the Gaza conflict, where the hostages remain a priority, where the brigades and armor continue to surround and defeat Hamas. But Hezbollah, as Seth just told us, is much larger and much more sophisticated and capable than it was in the 2006 war when it fought Israel to a standstill. So, Seth, you write that the IDF is shifting focus. To what end? To blunt Hezbollah or to destroy its ability to launch missiles into Israel, which would mean ground invasion? What is the ambition of IDF?
Well, I think Israel wants to deter Hezbollah, and I think they'd like so far a diplomatic solution in which Hezbollah withdraws some of its soldiers or fighters or terrorists from the border. How to get there is not clear, but I think, you know, Israel wants to put enough forces in the north to show that Hezbollah can't, you know, continue to attack Israel, and it's certainly not going to be able to surprise Israel the way Hamas surprised Israel on October 7th. So the goal is have enough forces ready, carry out enough airstrikes, you know, against this Hezbollah threats to deter it and hopefully cause it to go away. I mean, I would be skeptical of that theory, but that's the idea, is that hopefully somehow the message will get there and Hezbollah will at least, you know, be willing to move some forces away and kind of have some sort of a climb down, which both sides can declare victory and everyone's really happy. Because we have to remember, Hezbollah got into this attacking Israel because it was prodded by Iran. Hezbollah actually, you know, was not able to carry out the massive attack it wanted to. It's been ordered by Iran to carry out little attacks to distract Israel from Gaza.
You reported last week that the 36th Division of the IDF is moving to face Hezbollah in the north. That's more than deterrence, Seth. That is the, well, you call it the Rage Division. It's extremely organized around aggression. Does the fact that it's moved to the north now indicate that one of the options is to attack?
I don't think that, it's not probably exactly what I wrote, or if I wrote, I maybe misspoke. I mean, the 36 has been pulled out of Gaza. It's been redeployed. I'm not sure there's any, you know, operational security discussion of where it's been redeployed, but the 36 is out of Gaza. I don't know if that necessarily indicates it's in the north or where it's going next. The 36th is, yeah, it is nicknamed the Rage Division. It's a heavy unit with lots of armor in it, lots of tanks. It is the unit that anyone, if you were an army, if you're the IDF or any army, would want to use to defeat and destroy your enemies. And if obviously that enemy is Hezbollah, then I would assume, you know, once that unit is retooled and retrained and recuperates a bit from the war in Gaza, that's one option. But remember, another option is that it could end up back in Gaza if Israel has to go do some other maneuver there. So, you know, these units are flexible. And also it's important to remember that even if you have a whole division, you might have pieces of it that are not always being used in the same place. So, you know, for instance, you know, elements of the 7th Armored are still operating in Gaza. So it's not necessarily that the whole thing has to go from A to B. But in the end of the day, Israel has to rotate out units like the 36th out of Gaza because they did way too much work. They were basically fighting since October 7th. Units that are on the line for 100 days need time off. They need to recuperate a bit. They need to retrain. They need to take some lessons learned and have some sort of debrief. And then, yeah, then they need to see where they might end up next. I mean, Israel has a lot of soldiers in the north. A lot of them are reservists. They have like the 8th Armored up there, Alexandroni, and some other brigades.
Then what we're looking at here is no determination whether the Gaza conflict is the end of the fighting, whether the Gaza conflict is a predicate for Hezbollah. That's what I'm trying to discern from this distance, Seth. Is Hezbollah part of the story, or is it still considered to be a harassment and staying out of the action?
I guess we don't know if we're in the end of the beginning or the beginning of the end. I think that, look, it's not all up to Israel. I mean, I don't think Israel wants a war in the north. I mean, that would be a very big conflict. So, and I don't think the international community wants a war in the north. So no one wants a war in the north. I think we can all agree on that. I think it's a question is whether or not Hezbollah will withdraw some of its forces, whether or not the Iranians will try to push Hezbollah into the conflict. Israel has managed that northern war, I think, quite responsibly so far, in a sense. It's carried out a lot of strikes without the escalation into a huge second front. On the other side of the coin, you can't allow a terrorist group like Hezbollah to chase 80,000 people away from your borders. So Israel has to address that. And there will come a point where there is a denouement there, where the desire to address it runs into whether or not Hezbollah will be flexible enough to enable that. And then I guess we'll see. And then we'll find out if the Gaza conflict was actually the small one, or if the Gaza conflict kind of winds down, and so does the northern conflict, and all these things have their own ecosystem that sort of winds themselves down.
Seth Frantzman, adjunct fellow at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, contributes to the Long War Journal, where you can see his reporting. He's acting news editor and senior Middle East correspondent and analyst at the Jerusalem Post. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,